WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Here are four things we know. One is that Donald Trump is president of the United States. Two is that barring some unforeseen occurrence, Donald Trump will be president of the United States until at least January 20th, 2021. Third is that something that Trump says or does will draw criticism from significant portions of the American populace. And fourth is that some of the people who criticize Trump will be athletes. Now, in case you hadn't noticed, many of the people who are happy with the first two items are dismayed with people in the third group. That's nothing new. There's always been a level of upset between followers of those in power and those on the outside. That's the way life is in the good old U.S. of A. But the level of contentiousness, bordering on flat-out contempt for sports figures who criticize the president, and especially this president, is remarkable. From the early days of this administration, when members of the New England Patriots declared last season that they would not visit the White House, to later in the year, when the Golden State Warriors elected not to go to the Rose Garden, athletes have expressed their discomfort with the goings-on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And the resident of said address has wasted no time firing back at them. Trump disinvited the Warriors at about the same time they were saying they wouldn't come, taking special aim at guard Stephen Curry. And who could forget the president's labeling of NFL players who took knees during the playing of the national anthem as sons of bitches? Many of Trump's supporters have taken the president's criticisms of athletes who run opposite of his views as a call to arms to attack the athletes themselves, though mostly verbally or through social media. Three members of the U.S. Olympic team, figure skater Adam Rippon and skiers Gus Kenworthy and Lindsey Vonn, have been critical of Trump and Vice President Mike Pence during their moments in the spotlight in Pyeongchang and in recent months. And they have drawn the wrath of supporters of Trump and Pence who have come after the three particularly personally. Then there's NBA icon LeBron James, who was recently counseled by Laura Ingraham, a Fox News commentator, to shut up and dribble. This came after James had the temerity to criticize Trump for a perceived inability or unwillingness to attempt to bridge the nation's deep cultural divide. James turned down not only Ingram's advice to stick to sports, but also declined her rather cynical invitation to debate her on her show. Though the instances of athletes wading into political waters is rare and fairly recent, they're certainly not illegal or unprecedented. During the Obama administration, former Orioles and Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling regularly took verbal shots at the former president and his would-be successor, Hillary Clinton. And Tom Brady declined to go to the White House after Patriots wins during the Obama and Trump administrations. So no harm, no foul. Look, a nation that elected a reality TV star as its president can't be afraid if a few jocks exercise their rights to criticize said president. After all, challenging power is the American way. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.